Section 6 teams made erasing deficits in the state playoff games look easy over the weekend. From the softball diamond to the football field, five teams prepare for the state semifinal, while one state champion has returned to Western New York. I'm Jack Cruiser. This is The Scoreboard for Monday, June 9th. On Sunday in Cortland, the Pioneer Panthers flag football team won the 2025 Class C New York State Championship, defeating Owego Free Academy 13-12 in overtime. The Panthers trailed the Section 4 representative Owego 6-0 at halftime in a defensive battle. With 53 seconds left in the second half, Panther freshman quarterback Ellie Edwards found junior Abigail Mason on the right side of the end zone for the game's tying score. In overtime, the Panthers scored on their first possession, with Edwards connecting with Mason once again to take the 12-6 lead. Pioneer converted their one-point attempt after the score once again, Edwards to Mason for the 13-6 advantage. On defense, the Panthers secured the win despite Owego scoring on their lone drive in overtime. Owego attempted to tie the game at 13 with a passing play after the touchdown, but the pass fell incomplete. Pioneer is the first school from Section 6 to win a state championship for flag football since the sport became sponsored by the New York State Public High School Athletic Association in 2024. On Saturday, three Section 6 softball teams punched their ticket to the state semifinal with victories at the regional championships at Grand Island High School. The common thread: all three teams came from behind to reign victorious. Williamsville South and Sutherland of Section 5 were tied at one run each from the first inning of the Class A regional until the top of the third, when Sutherland took their first lead of the game up 3-1. The Billies, who were kept in the game by their ace pitcher, Alyssa Budzinski, got one run back in the fourth inning, cutting into the deficit down 3-2. In the fifth, Will South took the lead with a two-run inning. Olivia Sackle led the Billies offensively with two runs batted in on the game. Williamsville South held on to win the Class A Far West Regional 4-3 and advanced to the state semifinal to face Ichabod Crane of Section 2 on Friday at 11:30 a.m. in Binghamton. The middle game on Saturday was the Class AA Far West Regional, with Orchard Park against Section 5's Webster Thomas. Scoreless through one inning, the Titans got on the board in the top of the second, with OP's defense a bit unsettled. The Quakers trailed 2-0 until the bottom of the third, when the bats came alive. Orchard Park started hitting up and down the lineup, exploding for three runs in the bottom of the third to take a 3-2 lead. A monster fifth inning, adding five more runs, gave the Quakers plenty of cushion, leading 8-2. Despite Webster Thomas tacking on two runs in the sixth, OP responded with another three in the bottom half of the inning. Senior pitchers Reese Politowski and Ava Farina split the game, with Farina picking up the win. Sophomore Maddie McDermott went 3-for-3 at the plate, with a double and a triple for the Quakers, and junior Laney Babich went 4-for-5 offensively, including OP's lone home run of the game. Orchard Park advances to the state semifinal to play Burnt Hills Ballston Lake of Section 2 on Friday in Binghamton at 4 p.m. Lancaster started the nightcap on rocky footing Saturday, trailing Rome Free Academy 1-0 after one inning of the Class AAA Regional. That Section 6 magic was nowhere near running out, however, as the floodgates burst open in the bottom of the second inning for Lancaster, putting up a 10 spot. The Legends chased two Rome Free Academy pitchers throughout the game, pouring on nine more runs in the third. The Legends dominated in the circle, with junior Alyssa Brunner, while her classmate Peyton Chinaki paced the red and black at the dish with a 4-for-5 night offensively. Lancaster would run rule the Rome Free Academy Knights 20-2 in five innings, claiming the regional crown. The Legends head to Binghamton to face Corning Painted Post of Section 4 in the state semifinal on Friday at 2:30. Two more teams are headed to Binghamton for the state Final Four, with Forestville Softball and Gowanda Baseball packing their bags as regional champs. Forestville's softball team knocked off Section 5's Fillmore 5-2 in the Class D Far West Regional on Friday night. Senior pitcher Megan Gruber was terrific, striking out 11 batters for Forestville, while freshman Olivia Valentine led the Hornets with a 2 runs batted in offensively. Forestville advances to face Hamilton of Section 3 in the state semifinal in Binghamton on Friday at 1 o'clock. The Gowanda Panthers are the only Section 6 baseball team to be heading east for the state semifinal this weekend after defeating Section 5's Kendall in the Class C Far West Regional 8-1. In the state semifinal, the Panthers will face Deposit Hancock of Section 4, who won the state title in 2022. First pitch from SUNY Binghamton is set for Friday at 7 p.m. This has been The Scoreboard, presented by Zenner & Ritter Heating and Cooling for Monday, June 9th. I'm Jack Cruiser for Buffalo Toronto Public Media Sports.